When the product you sell, energy, is produced by burning coal and oil and declared dirty by the federal government, you might have a few things to say about that. Joining us now is Tom Pyle, president of the American Energy Alliance. Tom Pyle, thanks for joining us.
Hi, how are you?
First of all, what is the American Energy Alliance exactly?
We're a nonprofit organization. We focus on free market energy policies, analyze public policy, and engage citizens to participate in the political process.
And are you opposed to these regulations and these changes, the goals set by the administration?
Very much so, yes.
And why would you be opposed to sustainable energy that will reduce the deposit of carbon into the atmosphere?
Well, that's not really the question. We're not opposed to renewable energy. We're opposed to rules and regulations that are, in the case of this rule, probably likely to be invalidated by the courts, go way beyond what was envisioned by the Clean Air Act, and finally, and most importantly, will harm ratepayers. And we all know that we all pay for energy, but the ones who are the poorest among us and those on fixed incomes get hit the hardest by energy price increases.
On what basis will the courts overrule this?
Well, we think that the EPA is overreaching here, and the way they've set this up is they're trying to get the states to basically validate the changes that they've proposed, or the quote-unquote flexibility that they're offering states, is really just an attempt to get the states to do the EPA's dirty work.
Although it is the case that the EPA sets regulations that the states have to meet.
Sure. And in most cases, they have followed, largely anyway, the constructs of the law. But in this case, they've gone far beyond what anything ever imagined the Clean Air Act to do.
But the Clean Air Act was passed at a time when climate change wasn't imagined at all, and the kinds of problems that we're dealing with today in terms of clean air are very different from what was the case in the 70s.
But that doesn't give the EPA the right to circumvent the law. I mean, the larger issue here is the rule itself, EPA's own models suggest that temperature increases will be halted and potentially reduced by 0.018 degrees Celsius. And if you're talking about sea level rise, they're talking about preventing the rise of the seas to the tune of approximately 3 sheets of paper. So there's really no benefit to this rule either if the goal is to reduce global average temperatures.
The American Energy Alliance is funded by the coal industry and the Koch brothers. Is that not the case?
We receive our funding from individuals, foundations, and corporations, including energy companies. But again, I don't know that that's relevant to the discussion, just like, say, the NRDC, who gets their funding from people who invest in renewables, should or shouldn't be relevant to the discussion.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is that is there any scenario under which reduction of coal burning would be endorsed by the Koch industry's companies or the coal industry at large?
I can't speak to either because I don't represent either of them. But I will say this. If you have a surging natural gas production in this country and natural gas is a viable alternative to producing electricity, and it has resulted in many cases a reduction in CO2, then yeah, the answer is the market is the answer for that. I'm not saying that we shouldn't burn coal. I'm a huge fan of coal. I think it has done more good for the world than any of the downsides of it combined. And more people around the world are going to continue to use more and more coal because it provides electricity, which is the driver of human progress.
Right, but aren't we past this moment of driver of human progress, burn coal, electricity is the industrial might? We really have to think in a completely different way about these things because you can't just have unlimited human progress and have an environment that is healthy. I mean, just look at Beijing.
Right, and look at the United States. Wealthy is healthy. And I will tell you this, I've traveled in countries like India and I've seen villages where women still make cow patties to heat their homes and cook their food, and I'll bet you those towns and villages would love to replace those dirty sources of fuel and food with coal, and that's just the fact.
I mean, right. Well, you're just making the argument for reducing coal spending, coal burning, because you're just saying, all right, there are things that are dirtier than coal. That that doesn't help you at all. I mean, yeah, India's got a problem, but that doesn't argue for us to continue to burn coal like, burning livestock fuel patties.
Okay, so why would we produce a rule that terminates existing power plants that produced low-cost, affordable, reliable electricity deliberately? Let them run their course.
If it's premature, when do you think the moment would be ripe for this to happen?
The moment is when the market sorts out the winners and the losers in the energy space, and that's really had produced tremendous benefits, both in terms of affordability and reliability of electricity. Oh, and by the way, we've got a clean environment in this country.
Tom Pyle is president of the American Energy Alliance, based in Washington, D.C. Tom, thanks so much.
Sure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.